Okay, we were in the middle of discussing yesterday the two types of Eved Ivri. There's Machru Bezdin and Mochar Atzma. Machru Bezdin is when a person steals, he's unable to pay back what he stole. He's unable to pay back the keren of what he stole, even if he's Bezdin would not sell him if he's able to pay back the keren, but unable to pay back the kefel. So then Bezdin sells him as an Eved Ivri. Mochar Atzma is a person who's just very poor, needs some money, so he goes and he sells himself as an Eved Ivri. So the Gemara had mentioned almost parenthetically that there is a shita that does not link those two parshios of the Mochar Atzma with the Machru Beis Din through Gzeir Shava of Sachir Sachir. There is the generally accepted, what seems like the generally accepted opinion, that we do darshan Gzeir Shava of Sachir Sachir that links the parshios with each other. But the Gemara mentioned in passing that Leman Deloyal of Sachir Sachir, what about the opinion that doesn't hold of Sachir Sachir? So what today's daf, or much of today's daf, is dedicated to, is trying to find, the entire daf actually, is dedicated to trying to find the opinion that does not link Sachir Sachir. Who is that Shita that does not link the Parsha of Machru Beis Din with the Parsha of Mochar Atzmo? So the first attempt we read yesterday at finding an opinion that does not link those two Parshios is the Braisa, the Tanakama of the Braisa, which lists the various halachos of Eved Ivri, where the Tanakama says that there are four halachos that apply to one but not to the other, that four halachos where there's a distinction between Machru Beis Din and a Mochar Atzmo. The distinctions were, first of all, that Mochar Atzmo, according to the Tanakhama, can be sold for even more than 6 years, whereas Machru Beis Din is a limit of six. Number two, Mochar Atzmo can't have the ear piercing which keeps him there for longer. Machru Beis Din can. Number three, a Mochar Atzmo, they don't give him presents on the way out. Adon doesn't give him his basic necessities, some gifts on the way out, but Machru Beis Din he does. And number four, Mochar Atzmo doesn't get a Shivcha Kananus. Machru Beis Din does get a Shivcha Kananus. The master does give him a Shivcha Kananus. On that fourth point, that the Mochar Atzmo, the master, doesn't give him a Shivcha Kananus, Machru Beis Din, the master, does give him a Shivcha Kananus, there's a Machlokas Rishonim. What does that mean, that the master does not give him a Shivcha Kananus? Does that mean that the master is not allowed to give him a Shivcha Kananus? Which, l'chora, should be the Pashup Pshat, meaning that's how Rashi understands that you can't give him a Shivcha Kananus because he's a Jew, right? I mean, the whole heter of why an Eved Ivri is ever allowed to marry a Shivcha Kananus is somewhat perplexing. The guy's a Jew, so he's not included in the parsha of being Moser a Shivcha Kananis, so then you don't give him a Shivcha Kananis. We have the Ritva, on the other hand, that says that no, it just means that the master can't force him to marry a Shivcha Kananis. But if the Eved is willing, certainly then the master can give him a Shivcha Kananis. Now the Mishnah LeMelech in Hilchos Avodah in Parak Gimel, Halacha Gimel, quoted by Shar Metzion Balach over here, asks, on the Ritva, he says, "V'loyadati minalei haidina." Where does the Ritva get this idea that if the Eved is interested, he can get a Shivcha Kananis? Kiva dekra de'im Adonav lo mariel b'machru bezid. If the pasuk of Im Adonav is only talking about machru bezid, so the pasuk about the whole heter of Shivcha Kananis is only talking about machru bezid. So where would you ever have a heter for Mochar Atzmo to get a Shivcha Kananis? If the Mochar Atzmo is excluded from that parsha, he should be excluded from the parsha. What do you mean he's partially excluded from the parsha? It only can't be Bal Karcho, but Mitzono could happen. So the Makne explains the Ritva as follows, that when the Torah says that a master is able to give his Eved a Shivcha Kananis, what that tells you, by a Mochar Beis Din, let's say, even if it's only by the Mochar Beis Din, what that tells you is that apparently we're not worried about the Isser of a Jew marrying a guy when it comes to an Eved Ivri. That for whatever reason, the Eved Ivri, because the master has a kinyan isser in the Eved Ivri, so the Eved Ivri, by the nature of being an Eved Ivri has no isser of a Shivcha Kananis. So once it's megala that an Eved Ivri does not have an isser of Shivcha Kananis, the isser won't exist by a Machru Beis Din or by a Mochar Atzmo. Now the technical din that the master can force him may only be true by the Machru Beis Din, but the fact that there's no isser is going to be true both by the Machru Beis Din as well as by the Mochar Atzmo. Okay, that's that's the basic idea. But anyway, the point is though, this Tanakhama has four distinctions between a Machru Beis Din and a Mocher Atzmo. What you see from the fact that he has four halachic distinctions between them is that the Gemara tries to say at least is that it must be he doesn't learn the Gzeir Shavav Sachir Sachir, because had he learned the Gzeir Shavav Sachir Sachir, then there wouldn't have been any room to distinguish between the two. You would say that we link Machru Beis and Mocher Atzmo always. So the Gemara, where we left off, rejects that and says, no, the reason that the Tanakhama distinguishes in these four halachos is not because he rejects the Gzeres Shavav Sachir Sachir. Maybe the Tanakhama really does hold of the Gzeres Shavav Sachir Sachir. And for each of these halachos, he has a separate drasha to explain why in each of these cases, why in each of these halachos, there's a chiluk between Mocher Beis and Mocher Atzmo. So that's where we left off. By Amar Rav to view me on Daf Yudalad and Beis, about 12 lines from the bottom, 10 lines from the bottom page or so. Last real line is Tevyumi. Amrav Tevyumi Mishmei Da'abaye Dekulei Alma Yalav Sachir Sachir. Maybe really even the Tanakhama holds of the Gzeir Shavu Sachir Sachir. V'achabahai Kroka Mifilgi. What they're arguing about over here is as follows. That number one, in terms of the first distinction we said, and it's going to take us a while, we're going to go through all four distinctions. Number one, my time in Tanakhama Dom Mochratz Manim Kalashesh V'yasvel Shesh. Why does the Tanakhama hold that when a person sells himself as an Eved, he can be sold for even more than 6 years? He's not limited to the 6 years, whereas the Machru Beis Din is limited to only 6 years, because Miyet Rachmana Gabi Machru Beis Din, because the Pasuk has a special miyut by Machru Beis Din. It says, Va'avdecha Sheish Shanim. Zev lo Machru Atzmo. We darshan that only this guy is Avdecha Sheish Shanim, only this guy works for you for 6 years, but a Machru Atzmo would not work for you for 6 years. So it's a special drasha. Normally we always link Machru Beis Din and Machru Atzmo, but over here we have a special drasha to tell me that they're different in this regard. The Idach and Rabbi Eliezer, who was the opinion in the Brisa, who held that for all those four halachos that the Tanakhama distinguishes between the Mocher Atzmo and the Mocher Beis Din, Rabbi Eliezer said, no, they're exactly the same. All these halachos apply equally to Machru Beis Din and Mocher Atzmo. So what's Rabbi Eliezer going to do with this drasha? The Idach va'avdecha lecha v'lo liyoresh. No, that va'avdecha teaches me a separate miyut. Teaches me that he's there to serve you, but not the Yoresh. He doesn't go to the Yoresh. Now Rashi and Tosfos both point out when we say velo the Yoresh, it means de eino ovid lo sabas velo sa'ach. If someone other than your son yarshins you, he's not going to work for them, just because they're your Yoresh, on account of them being your Yoresh. Im ein lo ben, if you don't have a son. Aval ovid who has a ben kidil kaman, but the Gemara will show that he does in fact work for the son, meaning if your son yarshins you, so then he would work for the son. There's no din he works for a yoresh, there's only din he works for a son. But anyway, v'idach, what's the Tanakh, how's the Tanakhama going to know that din of lecha v'lo the yoresh? He says, v'avdecha achrin aksiv. It says v'avdecha twice. So we have one v'avdecha to teach me lecha v'lo the yoresh, and the other v'avdecha to tell me that the whole idea of 6 years only applies to machru beis, and not to mocher atzmo. V'idach, what's Rabbi Lazar going to do with the second v'avdecha? Rabbi Lazar will say that second Yavdecha is there to make the Adon feel better about the situation, to try to convince the Adon to give the Ha'anaka, to give the money on the way out, and the food and the clothing, whatever the guy needs on the way out, that it shouldn't be difficult for him, that it should be something that he should be convinced to do. So we say, Va'avdecha twice, say, look, you got a lot of years of service out of him, you got what you need out of him, now send him away, Ba'ayin Yafi, you should send him away with a little bit of comfort. The Sefer HaChinuch says that's why when it comes to Yovel, at the end of Yovel, by the Yovel year, the Avadim all go free. So Sefer HaChinuch says, why is it that all the Avadim go free at the same time? Right, they blow the shofar and everyone goes free. Cross and Dror Ba'aretz, the pasuk that's on the Liberty Bell, that we declare liberty in all the land. Everyone is able to go free. So the Sefer HaChinuch says it all happens for everybody at the same time. because it's a very difficult thing emotionally for a person to go through. That a person has an eved, he had a field, he had things that he grew attached to, and now he's going to lose it. So when other people are going through the same thing, it sort of makes it a little more comfortable. You know, when you can look next door, a guy is, let's say his bonus is not as big this year as it was previous year, but he looks at his neighbor who lost his job, makes it a little more comfortable, a little easier to deal with. So a guy is going to lose his eved, he's going to lose his land. It's not a comfortable thing. It's not an easy thing for a guy to go through. So this is Gemara saying over here, like, we need to make the adam feel a little bit better about the situation. We need to tell him that he doesn't have it so bad. Anyway, so that was distinction number one, that the Tanakhama could have held of the link of Sachir between the Parsha of Mocher Bezin and the Parsha of Mechru Atzmo, but still, because of a special Pasuk, a special Drasha from a Pasuk, he had the distinction between the Mocher Atzmo and Mechru Bezin regarding the term of service, regarding how long he's going to work. Now, number two, my time in Tanakhama don't Mocher Atzmo inu Nirtza. Why does the Tanakhama say that a Mocher Atzmo doesn't have the ear piercing where he gets to stay on if he wants to? So midmiyat rachmana gabe machru bezdin v'rata adonav es azna b'matzeha, from the fact that the pasuk by machru bezdin has a special miyut where it says v'rata adonav es azna b'matzeha, and we darshin azno shalo v'lo azno shal mocher atzmo. So we darshin only his ozen, the ozen of the guy who was sold by bezdin, only that ear can get pierced. But the ear of a Mocher Atzmo does not get pierced. So that's a special miyut to tell me that a Mocher Atzmo is different than a Mocheru Bezin in this regard. That's why the Tanakhama distinguishes. V'idach, and what would Rabbi Eliezer respond? Heilig zer shavu da'asa. That we need that term azno to teach me gzereshava. We need that term to be free to teach me gzereshava. What gzereshava? Titanya, Rabbi Elazar Omer, minayim l'ritzia shiba ozen yimanis. How do I know that the ritzia, that the piercing is in the right ear? Right? We're going to see the Gemara later on is going to discuss exactly where on the ear it is. It's actually in the upper part of the ear, the cartilage part of the right ear. So how do I know that it's ozen yimanis, that it's in the right ear? Nemar kan ozen v'nemar lahalan ozen. Because it says ozen by the ritzia, by the piercing, and it also uses the term ozen when it talks about the mitzora and the dipping the blood al bo and yado al bo and raglav al ozen ayimanis on his right ear. So mala halon yamin, just like over there it's on the right ear, afkan yamin. So to over here by the ritzia, by the piercing, it's on the right ear. So I need the term azno to teach me that gzer shava, to be open for that gzer shava. Well, why can't you darshan it anyway and still use it for the gzer shava? So Tos points out the concept that we've had many times already, that in order for the gzer shava to be at its maximum effectiveness, and in order for it to be totally solid, for one to not be able to destroy the gzer shava, to undo the gzer shava needs to be open on both sides. Meaning, the words that we're using for the gzer shava in each parsha have to be extra. Because if the gzer shava were not open, if each of those words or one of those words were being used, if one of those words were being used for something else, even if the other one were open, there is at least a shita that holds that you can respond to try to uproot such a gzera shava, to try to shlug up such a gzera shava. My meshivin, now what would we answer over here? Meaning, we would only need this gzera shava to be mufna if we have some idea as to why these two parshiyos should not be linked, as to why the case of the mitzora and the ritzia should not be linked. So what would we have been meshiv? Right, because mitzora has a lot of other requirements that you don't do when you're piercing the Eved's ear. You have to do it when you dip the thing. You have to dip it with certain materials that you don't have when it comes to the Eved Ivri. So that would have been a sufficient question on the Gezer Shava to uproot the entire Gezer Shava had it been mufne. So we had to make sure that the Gezer had it not been mufne. So we had to make sure that the Gezer Shava was mufne mishneit studin in order for the Gezer Shava to work. So that's what Rabbi Elazar is saying over here. Don't give me a drasha from the word azno, because then I wouldn't have the Gezer Shava. And it's a bigger discussion in Rishonim and Achronim how we can ever shlug up a gzera shava, meaning if a person ein adam dan gzera shava me'atzvo, a person always has a gzera shava me'rabo. So this is a there's a tradition for a gzera shava. So what do you mean? I'm going to have a kasha and I'm going to undo the gzera shava that I have for my rabbi, but I had the gzera shava as a mesorah. Can it so easily be undone if one has it as a mesorah? What exactly it means that ein adam dan gzera shava me'atzvo? Exactly how much of it needs to be me'rabo is also unclear. There in machlokas and rishonim about that. You just need to know that a word is used for gzer shava, but not exactly where that word is used for gzer shava. Do you need to know a number of gzer shavas that you have from your Rebbe, a given number, and if you lose one, you got to pick up another one somewhere else? Big discussion in the Rishonim. Anyway, v'idach, what's the Tanakama going to do with the fact that we need ozno for gzer shava? Im kein lemakra ozen. No, you only need the pasuk to say the word ozen to teach me the gzer shava. My ozno, why does it have to say his ear? So the Tanakama says that extra vav, ozno, is there to teach me, yes, dafka, the ear of the guy who's machru bezdin, not the ear of a mocharatzmo. Mocharatzmo does not get pierced. V'idach, what's Rabbi Elazar going to respond to that? Homi bayle ozno v'lo ozna. He says, no, that extra vav is there to teach me that a man's ear gets pierced, not a woman's ear. Ozno v'lo ozna, that only his ear, not her ear. V'idach, and Tanakama will respond, how do I know his ear, not her ear? Not from the vav in the word ozno, nafkalami v'im yomar ha'eved. Ha'eved v'lo ama. It says, if the Eved says, Ahavti Yisishni V'Sadoni, etc., then only the Eved has the ability to say, I want to stay, and therefore pierce my ears so that I could stay a little longer. The ama does not have such a right. So that's how the Tanakhama knows that it doesn't apply to an ama evriya, only to an Eved. V'idach, what's Rabbi Elazar going to say to that? Meaning, why doesn't Rabbi Elazar dashen from v'yomar ha'eved? V'bayilei ad sh'yomar k'shu eved. Now, he dashens from v'yomar ha'eved that the statement, the declaration that the eved makes, that he wants to stay, has to be before he goes free. Once he's free, there's no going back by saying, you know what, I really liked it there. It has to be while he's still in service, while he's still officially in the service of the master. That's the drasha to make from the Pasukim Yomar Eved. And therefore, what drasha do I make from Azno? That Azno v'lo Azna. And therefore, I cannot learn from Azno that it's that the whole din of Ritzia is only by a Machru Bez and not by Machratzmo. V'idach Tanakam will respond, me'eved ha'eved nafka. No, you can learn both from v'im Yomar Eved could teach me both Eved v'lo Amma, as well as that he has to do it while he's still an Eved, and not after he's gone free, because it says Eved, but it doesn't say Eved, it says a hey at the beginning of the word. Ha Eved. So that opens it up for two separate drashos. V'idach, and Reb Lozman would respond to that, Eved ha Eved lo darish. Reb Lozman would say, come on, you don't make two separate drashos from the word ha Eved. Right, just because it says ha'eved, that it's one word, you make one drush from it. He holds that that's not enough to make two separate drushes. Fine. What was the third distinction that Tanakama made between Mocharatzma and Machru Bezdin? My time, Tanakama don't Mocharatzma in Manikin Lo. Why did the Tanakama hold that when a guy sells himself, you don't do ha'anaka, you don't go and give the Eved on the way out some parting gifts, you don't give him clothing, whatever else he needs? Miyat Rachmana Gabi Machru Bezdin, because the Torah has a special miyat by Machru Bezdin. Pasuk says, Anik ta'anik lo, when we darshin lo v'lo l'mocharatzmo. Who do you give the hanaka to? Only to the machru bezin, not to the mocharatzmo. V'idach, how's Reb Lozman going to respond to that? Homi bayle lo v'lo l'yarshav. He'll darshin it, that no, it means you give it to him, but not to his yarshim. Yarshav amai lo, so frankly, really? You'd give it to him, not to, what does it mean, give it to him, not to his yarshim? It means the eved goes free, and then he dies. So should you give those gifts to his children, to his yarshim? So the pasuk. So that's how Reb Lozman is learning the pasuk. That you know, you would only give it to him if he's collecting himself, not to his yarshim if they were taking it. If he was gone already. So frankly, more yarshim, my love. Why not? Why not give it to the yarshim? Sachir kar yirachmana. Doesn't the Torah call him a sachir? Ma sachir pu'lasul yarshim. Just like a sachir, say you hire a guy to work for you, and he does the job, and as you're about to pay him, right before you pay him, he dies. So obviously you pay the money to his children. So if the Torah calls him the Sachir, so the Eved should have that same halacha, that the gifts that you give him should go to his Yarshim. Ella says the Gemara, lo v'lo l'bal chov. No, we use the word lo to teach me that you give it to him, but not to his bal chov. Meaning if he owed money to somebody, you don't give it to the person that he owes money to. You let him decide how he's going to pay back the people that he owes money to. You just pay him. and then he'll have to worry about his bali chov. It's not your business. Why do we need to be told that? Because generally we hold like Rabbi Nassim. How do I know that if Reuven owes Shimon money and Shimon owes Levi money, so how do I know that Reuven should go and give the money directly to Levi, that he's allowed to go and give the money directly to Levi and he doesn't have to pass through Shimon because he knows that Shimon owes the money anyway? So that's why, since normally you're allowed to skip the middleman and go directly to the person that he owes money to, asalo lafuke, we need by the Hanaka, special pasuk of lo, to tell me not so, that we don't say so over here. Generally we all look at Rabbi Nelson, but by the case of Hanukkah, when it comes to giving the parting gifts to the Eved, so we're not gonna say like Rabbi Nelson. Then you're gonna have to give the money only to the Eved. The Idach, the Tanakama will say, meaning how can the Tanakama learn from the word lo that it's Dafka Mochar that Mochru Bezdin gets Hanukkah, Mochar Atzmo doesn't get Hanukkah? Shouldn't he use the word lo for the same thing Rabbi Lozzi uses it for, to tell me to give him the money directly and not to bypass him and just give it to the guy that he owes money to? Tanakam will say, I don't hold like Rabbi Nassim ever. I don't need a special miut in the pasuk to tell me over here not to do like Rabbi Nassim and give it directly to Levi. I would never say to give it directly to Levi. I don't hold like Rabbi Nassim. And therefore I have the word lo as extra to teach me that it's that the whole din of Hanukkah is dafka by Machru Bezin and not by a mocher atzmo. There's a big discussion in the Rishonim over here. Do we paskin like Rabbi Nassim? And can our sugya tell us one way or the other whether we do or we do not paskin like Rabbi Nassim? What is clear apparently is that if you hold like the Tanakama, you don't hold like Rabbi Nassim, right? And if you hold like Rabbi Lazar, you do hold like Rabbi Nassim. What's the general rule if you have a machlokes Tanakama and Rabbi Lazar? Who would you paskin like, Tanakama or Rabbi Lazar? So in general, Tosus points out we have a klal, Rabbi Lazar Shamutehu. That Rabbi Eliezer is Shamuteh, which machlokes Rishonim, what that means. Either it means he's from the Talmidim of the Beis Shammai, and therefore we don't paskin like him, or he was put in Chayrim, the Gemara Bava Metzia Daf and Tes, where he was put in Chayrim, and therefore we're not going to paskin like him. But for whatever reason, we don't paskin like Rabbi Elazar, because he's Shamute, whatever that means, he's Shamute, so we don't paskin like him. So shouldn't that tell you over here that we should paskin like the Tanakama? Now, if you paskin like the Tanakama, that would mean you don't paskin like Rabbi Nassim, right? If you hold all of these chilukim between Machru Beis Din and Machar Atzmo, so then you would not hold of Rabbi Nassim's din that if Reuven owes Shimon money and Shimon owes Levi money, that Reuven should give the money straight to Levi. You would not hold of that din. So if you look at Tosfos, it says V'idach Pirush Tanakama Bialma Lo Sevir Like Rabbi Nassim Mikan Medaktikin Dein Alacha Rabbi Nassim. So says Tosfos is exactly like that. So we see that from here we see we don't paskin like Rabbi Nassim. The Rabbi Lazar Rabbanon Pligi B'Rabbi Rabbi Nassim Rabbi Lazar D'Shemut Yusuf Rabbi Nassim Alacha Rabbanon. It's machlokes Rabbi Lazar and Rabbanon whether to paskin like Rabbi Nassim. We never paskin like Rabbi Lazar. We always say Rabbi Lazar Shemutehu, and therefore we're paskin like the Tanakama, who doesn't hold of Rabbi Nassim. If you look a little bit further down in the Tosos, he quotes Rabbi Natan V'ri Pirush Da Halacha K'Rabbi Nassim. The Rabbi Natan and the Ri say that we do paskin like Rabbi Nassim. T'agavi Plukta D'abayi V'Rav V'Perakol Shah Adam Rav V'Mikan L'Abao Gova Iyev Shal L'Rav L'Yashev Al-Libad Rabbi Nachman Adam Yisom Shikov V'Karkam V'Chov Zavim V'Alchov V'Chov Zavim V'Gov V'Saman Elo K'Rabbi Nassim. To make a long story short, Rava trying to explain the Shita of Rav Nachman in another Gemara only works according to Rabbi Nassim. Generally, we have two other rules. Kaimelik Rav Nachman Bedini, we pass like Rav Nachman when it comes to Dinim Amunus, and Abaye V'Rava, the Halacha is always like Rava except for Yal Kagam. So if Rava trying to explain Rav Nachman only works out according to Rabbi Nassim, so forget about the rule of Rabbi Lozer Shamutehu, you have another rule that we pass like Rava against Abaye, that's going to tell me that we Dafka should paskin like Rabbi Nassim. That Dafka over there we have to paskin like Rabbi Nassim. So then Tosfos says, "I. What about Rabbi Elazar Shemutehu?" He says, "Maybe we should be goris Rabbi Elazar and not Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer was the one that was Shemutehu. Over here, we're dealing with Rabbi Elazar. He wasn't the one that was Shemutehu, so it's okay to pass like Rabbi Elazar over here." Interestingly, the Ritva paskins like the Tanakama and paskins like Rabbi Nassim. He says that the Tanakam is correct, that all these chilukim are correct, but yet he still paskins like Rabbi Nassim. Why? How does he get away? How does he pull off that trick? Doesn't Tanakama say that my shita only makes sense because I don't hold of Rabbi Nassim in general? And I don't hold that, I don't hold of Rabbi Nassim's din, and therefore the word lo, I hold as extra to darshan, that there's a chiluk between Makrul Bezin and Mocher Atzmo. So the Ritva has an interesting insight. He says, don't lose perspective of the bigger picture over here. What's going on in this Gemara? We're trying to find a shita that does not hold of the Gzer Shavav Sachir Sachir. The Gemara at this point is trying to show that the Tanakama is not that shita. The Tanakama does hold of the Gzer Shavav Sachir Sachir, and each of these chilukim that the Tanakama suggests is based on an independent drasha, on a private drasha. He says, well, if you go through this Gemara, we're going to find that we're not going to be successful at finding a shita that doesn't hold of the Gzer Shavav Sachir Sachir. And therefore, the maskana of the Gemara really is that the Tanakama must be the shita that doesn't hold of the Gzeres Shavah Sachir Sachir. So all of these drushas the Tanakama is suggesting over here, or we're suggesting within the Tanakama over here, aren't really what the Tanakama holds. The real reason the Tanakama distinguishes Machru Beis and Machru Atzmo is because he doesn't hold of Sachir Sachir. And therefore the Ritva says, I can pass like the Tanakama with all these distinctions between Machru Beis and Machru Atzmo and still pass like Rabbi Nassim. Tanakama is only forced to say, I don't hold like Rabbi Nassim because of this separate drasha over here. But these drashas are meaningless at the end. Okay, fourth drasha. My time Tanakama don't Machru Atzmo in Ram Mosul Shiv Chakananis. Why is it the Tanakama holds that in Machru Atzmo the master doesn't commit Shiv Chakananis? Miet Rachmana Gabi Machru Beis, because there's special meaning in the pasuk by Makru Bezdin. In Adonav Yitin Lo Isha, that it says Lo 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 Machru Atzmo, that dafka the master can give the Makru Bezdin an Isha, cannot give the Machru Atzmo an Isha. V'idach Rav Lazar would say Lo Bal Karcha. No, it just teaches me that he can force him to marry Shivcha Kananis. V'idach Tanakama would say Michi Mishnah Schar Sachir Nafka. We already know that he can force him from Mishnah Schar Sachir. The Tanya, because we have a Brisa, Ki Mishnah Schar Sachir, we call him like a daily worker, the Eved. Avdecha Sachir, Sachir no Eved El Biyom, Eved Ivri, Ovid Ben Biyom Ben Malayla. A Sachir only works during the daytime, but an Eved Ivri works both by day and night. V'chisala Daitchash Eved Ivri, Ovid Ben Biyom Ben Malayla. What does that mean? An Eved Ivri works day and night? Falok V'anemar, Kitov Lo Imach. Imach B'machal, Imach B'mishta. That it's supposed to be good for him with you, right? Which means he's supposed to eat with you and drink with you and have all the live a normal life. How could you say that he should work like an associate in a law firm, right? How could you say that he should work day and night, that he should work like an animal like that? How's that possible? So interesting, the pasuk that he quotes, Ki tov lo imach, right? The Tosa says that's not the real drasha. The drasha is not from that pasuk, because that pasuk is just a sipur dvar bialma. It's telling you that when the guy says, I'll have to yazishti, that I want to stay, he's saying it because Ki tov lo imach, because he's having a good time. The real pasuk is Kisachir Ketosha V'yeimach, that he's supposed to live like a mensch with you, not from Tovlo Yimach. But anyway, V'amar Rav Yitzchak Mikan, what do we see when it says that he works at nighttime? What do we see? Mikan Shirava Mosul Shivcha Kananis. So you see that his master can give him a Shivcha Kananis. That's what it means, he works at night, that he lives with a Shivcha Kananis. V'idach, and Rav Lazar would say, yeah, you see from there that the master can give him a Shivcha Kananis. You don't see that the master, Yimei Hasma, Hava Minan Amilim Yidaitei. You would only see that he's able to do it if the guy agrees. Al-Bal Karche Malo. But you would think forcefully he can't do it. You can't force him to marry a Shivcha Kananis. Kamashman therefore comes to tell me that yes, he can force him to marry a Shivcha Kananis. So there's a discussion, how can you force anybody to marry someone? The halacha is that in Kishrael Ladas, the Gemara discussed it, the Rishonim discussed it, the beginning of Ksubas and the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that there's such a thing as rape by a woman. There's no such thing as rape by a man, because a man can't do an act of bia against his will. He has to be willing in order to perform the act of bia. So what do you mean, bal karcho? It's impossible to do it bal karcho. So pashas, what it means is you lock them in a room, bal karcho, and once they're in the room, bal karcho, so we assume that a person is not going to be, the Gemara in Yevamah says, that ad tlas nyam, mokin in a shanavshe, up until 30 days, a person could hold himself back from his yetzer hara. After that, forget about it, especially when he knows it's mutter for him. So that's what it means, bal karcho, that it's going to happen by you setting up the situation in that way. But anyway, at the end of the day, the Gemara seems to say right now, this Tanakama of this Brisa is not the shita that rejects the gzeir shava sachir sachir. So the man tana d'lo yav sachir sachir, who is the one that rejects the shita of sachir sachir? So now is our second attempt. Hai tana, it's the following tana. D'tanya v'shava l'mishpachto, amr l'vaz min yakum me'akaz medaber. What's the pasuk talking about? Ibe makaratz ma'arek varam, or if we're talking about a guy who sold himself, we already know that. Ibe nirtza arek varam, or if we're talking about someone who had his ear pierced, we already know that. Ha'ina kaz medaber al machru beizdin. Pasuk must be talking about someone who was sold by beizdin. Shtayim v'shala shalim v'nei ha'yovel, shayovel mat. Someone who was sold by Beis Din 2 or 3 years before the Yovel, and it's telling me a chiddush that he still goes out at Yovel. But if you hold that we always compare Machru Beis Din to Machar Atzmo, why would I need a special limud to tell me he goes out at Yovel? Just learn it Sachir Sachir from Machar Atzmo. That if Machar Atzmo goes free at Yovel, Machru Beis Din will go free at Yovel. So from Nachum Yisrael, Yovel and Yovel Sachir Sachir, really I do learn Sachir Sachir. Vitzrich, I still need it. Salkadai Vachamina, Machar Atzmo, who the love of I might think that it's different, that a Mokhar Atzmo didn't do any Isser to be sold, and that's why he goes free at Yovel. But a Mokhar Beis Din, who did an Isser, I might think he should get a Knas that he doesn't go free at Yovel, Kamashmal. That's why I need a separate Joshua to tell me that he too goes free. Amr Mari, even Nirtzarek Var Amr. We mentioned in passing that we already know that a Nirtzar goes free at Yovel. Maihi, where do we know that from? Titania, Vishafta, Vishal Chuzusov, Vishal Mishpachto. Pasuk says everyone goes back. So Bemelakos Medaber, who's that talking about? Ibn Makhratz Marek Varamur, if it's talking about someone who sold himself, we already know that's true. Ibn Makhru Bezdin, Harek Varamur, if it's talking about someone who Bezdin sold, we already know that's true as well. We just had the Liman before. Ha'ina Kasim Medaber El Benir, Sashtayim Shalasham Fnei Yovel. Must be talking about someone who had Ritzia, who had his ear pierced 2 or 3 years before Yovel. Talimi Yechidish, Shay Yovel Matzia, that he goes free at Yovel. So, my Mashma, how do we see that? Amar Rav Barshila, Amakra, Ish. Pasuk says ish, that v'shaftim ish alachuzaso. Ezu davar shenog v'ish v'enog v'isha. So what halacha is it focusing on? When it says ish, what halacha about Evid applies only to a man and not to a woman? Haviyamar zuritzia. The piercing only applies to a man, not to a woman. V'yisrach l'michtav machru beizdin, v'yisrach l'michtav nirza. And I need the Torah to tell me both the case of beizdin selling guy and the case of Nirsa, that they both go free at Yovel. I can't learn one from the other. Why? Diashmin Machru Bezin Mishum Tomatai Zimne. If it only would have told me Machru Bezin, I would say, yeah, that's because his time didn't come up yet. Avul Nirsa, the Matai Zimne, Yemen Niknase. But the Nirsa, whose time did come up, and he chose not to go free, so I might think you give him a knas that he doesn't go free at Yovel either. Viashmin and Nirsa, and if it would have told me that the Nirsa goes free at Yovel, Mishum Da Avulay Sheish, because at least he put in his time already. He did his 6 years. Avul Machru Bezin, the Avulay But I might think of Machru Beis Din, who didn't put in his 6 years yet, does not go free at Yovel. Tzricha, that's why I need to be told that it's true of both Machru Beis Din and a Nirtza. Tos points out there are other halachas that apply only to an ish and not to an isha, b'gneva sov lo b'gneva sov. The whole idea that a man can be sold because he stole only applies to a man, not to a woman. But for whatever reason, the Gemara chooses to focus on the din of nirtza instead. You'll take a look at Tos. We don't have time. V'yisrach l'michtav v'shaftem, v'yisrach l'michtav li'olam. Pasuk needs to say v'shaftem, and it needs to use the word li'olam. Li'olam implies that he's going to be there forever. V'shaftem says he goes free at Yovel. Why does he need to tell me both? Dikas rachmanu li'olam, havamini li'olam amish. Had it just said li'olam, I wouldn't have known that it means only until Yovel. I would have thought it means really li'olam, because rachmanu v'shaftem. That's why Pasuk says v'shaftem. There is only one case that a guy can be an eved ivri really forever, and that is if he becomes an eved ivri when Yovel is noheg, and before the Yovel comes, you don't have Rav Yeshua Aleha, you don't have Rav Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael anymore, then he's going to be an eved ivri forever. Because rachmanu v'shaftem, have a minan imilechad l'ovet sheish. And if it only said v'shaftem, I would say that's only when he didn't work for 6 years. Aval heichad l'ovet sheish, but when he's already worked for 6 years, I would say lo. I would say that he doesn't need Yovel, meaning if the Nirtza has worked an additional 6 years, I would think he goes free then. He doesn't need to wait for Lovel, for Yovel. Lo yisof acham mitchilaso, matchilaso sheish, avsofo nami sheish. I would say that just like the first 6 years, it's a term of 6 years, when he goes and he does it and becomes a Nirtza, it's also only an additional 6 years. Kamash Milan, Liolam, Liolam, Shal Yovel. That's why I need the pasuk to tell me that no, he's going to stay all the way up until Yovel. But bottom line is, we still need an opinion that doesn't hold the Gzer Shavah Sakhir Sakhir. So now's our third approach. El Mantan of Liolam Sakhir Sakhir. Who's the one that doesn't hold of Sakhir Sakhir? Rebbe, he. It's really the sheet of Rebbe, Detanya, Vim Lo Yigal Be'ela. Pasuk talks about an Eved Ivri who sold to a guy So the halacha is that the krovim, the relatives of that guy, are supposed to redeem him. They're supposed to buy him back. What if they don't? So that pasuk says, "Bim lo yigal be'ele." So Rabbi Yomer be'ele hu nigal ve'in nigal b'sheish. That he's nigal dafka by his relatives, but 6 years would not let him free from the guy. Sheyachal, because I might think follow dinhu. Umami she'enu nigal be'ele nigal b'sheish. If a guy who sold to a Jew who's not does not have the possibility of gulas krovim does go out at 6 years, so zesh nigal be'ele enu din shenigal b'sheish. So someone who does have a din of gulas krovim, meaning a guy who was sold to a guy who has a din of gulas krovim, for sure should have a din of gulas sheish, should go out after 6 years. Tamalomar, that's why the pasuk says be'ele nigal ve nigal b'sheish. That no, when someone is sold to a guy, he can only be let out by krovim, not in 6 years. V'yisal kadai tichal v'sachir sachir. But if you generally hold of the gzer shava sachir sachir, my ka'amar mami she'enu nigal be'ele. Why would you say that he's not nigal be'ele, that an eved ivri is not nigal by krovim? Nil of sachir sachir. Why don't you just learn the gzer shava of sachir sachir of gulas krovim when someone is sold to a Jew from a case of someone who's sold to a guy? It, meaning apparently the word sachir also appears there. This is not the original context of sachir sachir. When we first said sachir sachir, we were comparing the two types of eved ivri, the mocher atzmo and mocher beizdin. Now we're saying the sachir, it also says sachir when it talks about being sold to a guy. So why would I say that he doesn't get nigal b'krovim, that an eved ivri sold to a Jew doesn't get nigal b'krovim? Sachir sachir should teach me that he does. So you see, Rebbe is the one that doesn't hold of sachir sachir. Amar Nachman Yitzchak Gliolim Yalv sachir sachir. No, that's wrong also. Rebbe also holds a sachir sachir. Now, why wouldn't I know on my own then over here that the Eved Ivri, why wouldn't I assume that the Eved Ivri also has gulas krovim? V'shayni hacha damakra yigalenu lazev lo liachar. We have a special drash on the pasuk, yigalenu, that you only redeem him, lazev, to the guy who was sold to a guy, v'lo liachar. You don't do geula for a guy who was sold to a Jew. Tosrit points out, technically you can do geula just because the eved ivri can be goel himself, right? That he has. You don't have geulas krovim, so if the krovim really wanted to go free, they can just give him the money and let him go redeem himself, right? But ein achinami, they can do that, but they can't do it any other way. They can't go directly to the adon and free him. They can give him the money, let him redeem himself. That's fine. Uman talan de palagale de Rebbe. Who's the shita that disagrees with Rebbe? Rabbi Yossi and Glili of Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Yossi and Glili and Rabbi Kiva are the ones that disagree with Rabbi. Detani, we have Bryce for lo yigal be'ele. Rabbi Yossi and Glili amar be'ele shichur v'shar kol adam l'shi. But if your relatives redeem you, you go free. Anyone else redeems you, you go into their service. You now work for them. Rabbi Kiva amar be'ele shi v'shar kol adam l'shichur. Rabbi Kiva says no, it's the opposite. If your relatives redeem you, then you work for them. Other people redeem you, you go free. My time is Rabbi Yossi Glili. What's Rabbi Yossi Glili? Svara Amakrai learns from Pasuk. In lo yigal be'ele ela ba'acher v'yatsav v'shnas yovel. If your relatives don't redeem you, rather someone else does, then you're not going to go free until yovel. Rabbi Kiva omer im lo yigal ela be'ele v'yatsav v'shnas yovel. No, Rabbi Kiva says, if your relatives free you, that's when you go out at yovel. Rabbi Yossi Glili midi ela be'ele k'siv. Rabbi Yossi Glili will say to Rabbi Kiva, it doesn't say ela be'ele, it says be'ele. Ela b'hai krakim ifli. So what's Rabbi Yossi Glili and Rabbi Kiva really arguing about? We're supposed to start. All right. All right, we're in the middle of something. We'll pick it up again tomorrow. Try to go a little faster. Okay.